Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear, a low of 61. 16 years after being found dead in the town of Raymond, Jane Doe is back at her Holy Family Cemetery resting place. Investigators hoping that DNA collected after her exhumation will lead to justice. WRJN News Director Tom Karko reports.
Members of the Racine County Sheriff's Department, some other agencies, the Drager-Langendorf Funeral Home, Women's Resource Center, and others gathered for a graveside service with readings and song. Investigator Tracy Hintz, who admitted some thoughts offered to Jane Doe while staring at her casket, said the new testing has narrowed the age range on the victim from 18 to 25 years old. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling says any piece of information, no matter how small, is welcome, because he says this case will stay open until the responsible party is convicted. In Caledonia, Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Governor Walker today issued an executive order that allows Wisconsin National Guard members to carry weapons while on duty, a response to last week's tragic shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee. According to the governor, safety must be our top priority, and allowing our National Guard members to carry weapons while on duty gives them the tools they need to serve and protect our citizens as well as themselves. The governor is also directing Adjutant General Donald Dunbar to evaluate longer-term plans to ensure the safety of state service members. In an attempt to comply with a new law in the recently approved state budget, the Racine Unified School Board will hold a work session on representation districts for board members and then go to an RFP process to find a vendor toward compliance with what state lawmakers have now mandated. Pamela Hendro agreed with the concept but wanted to talk more about it first.
I was surprised to see this as an action item. My discussions regarding this, I was under the assumption we were talking about a referral so that we could have a discussion and get this moving as to the various options. So I was expecting that this be soon. As you stated, we can't sit around and wait on this, but I did expect that we'd have an opportunity to explore some options.
The vote was 5-3 to defer starting an RFP process and first hold a work session on representation districts for RUSD board members. It's been several years since Kenosha's mayor and aldermen have gotten raises, but that could be changing after the next election. The City Council's Finance Committee recommended approval of a proposal from Mayor Keith Bosman to raise the mayor's salary 2% a year for the next 4 years and give aldermen a $500 raise. The council then approved the ordinance change for a first reading. Bosman says he believes the increase in the mayor's salary will bring it in line with other cities.
But we did a little research on where we are in terms of that position throughout the state, and I think that would put us where we need to be.
Aldermen have not had a raise in about 8 years. The increase would bring the yearly salary to $6,000. The ordinance also changes how the municipal judge's pay is determined. Currently, increases are tied to what other city employees receive, which Bosman said they discovered isn't allowed. It's not clear how long that provision has been in effect. The council will take a final vote on the compensation package at the next meeting. A Milwaukee County judge has announced his candidacy for state Supreme Court. Judge Joe Donald has more than 20 years of experience on the bench, having been appointed in 1996 by then-Governor Tommy Thompson. Donald also announced that his campaign raised more than $109,000 in the last 2 weeks of June. The only other announced candidate for state Supreme Court is Appeals Court Judge Joanne Kloppenburg. The criminal complaint against a Madison man charged with calling in a bomb threat that evacuated the state capitol July 8th told police he wanted to, quote, light a fire under somebody to get the budget done. 55-year-old Daniel Verhuizen faces up to 3 years and 6 months in prison and a $10,000 fine or both. The complaint says Verhuizen called Capitol Police Dispatch and said, Walker makes ISIS mad, big mouth. Wisconsin protests no terror, ISIS terror. No parks under steps, maybe boom. Verhuizen told police he was concerned with a senior care medical prescription plan and wanted to, quote, get them moving. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.